The Commission to Adjust New Brunswick's Electoral Boundaries has submitted its final report and the verdict is in. The riding of Memramcook-Tantramar will be gone for the next provincial election. It will be replaced by a Memramcook-Dieppe riding and a Tantramar riding. The new Tantramar riding will include the municipalities of Tantramar, Straight Shores, parts of the Southeast Rural District, and a small area of Beaubassin East. The redistribution means that Tantramar will have the least number of electors out of all the ridings in the province. The average electoral population for all 49 ridings in the province is 11,600, but the new riding of Tantramar clocks in at about 9,060. It is one of only four ridings in the province to have less than 10,000 eligible electors. Dr. Mario Levesque is head of political science at Mount Allison University and thinks the commission has chickened out on reforms with more long-term vision.
I'm not surprised that they didn't do it. It's disappointing, though, because they missed a real opportunity in here to better integrate the region. Because along this logic of the commission, as the population of southeastern New Brunswick grows, Shediac, Cap-Palais, Dieppe, and the part of Memramcook that's close to Dieppe and stuff like that, that's the fast-growing region, not Tantramar, where we are. Okay, we're not going to be growing, maybe a couple hundred people tops. The rest of those areas will be by thousands. That's the fastest-growing region of the province. Okay, so this problem here is only going to get worse and worse and worse. So what they're doing is they're kicking it down the kicking the can down the highway further. It's saying, well, we're going to turn a blind eye to it and turn around and let someone else in the future deal with it.
Levesque says that instead of splitting off Memramcook from Tantramar over concerns that the Francophone population in the riding was an underrepresented minority, the commission could have instead added more Francophones to the riding to put the ratio closer to 50-50.
And you can't tell me that we can't do this, okay, because look at federally at Dominic LeBlanc's writing, okay? That goes all the way up to Bouctouche. It includes Francophone, includes Anglophone in here, the whole works. So I mean, if we can do it even bigger scale federally, we can do it provincially here. What we lack is the courage to go there, though.
But instead of adding Francophones to better balance out Memramcook-Tantramar, the commission is recommending an even smaller Francophone minority join the primarily Anglophone new riding of Tantramar. The proposed Tantramar riding includes a small portion of Cap-Acadie, with just 760 electors, enough to bring the new riding within the allowable range of 25% more or less than the average electors' population. Without the residents from Cap-Acadie, the new Tantramar riding would be even smaller, and actually too small to be allowed under New Brunswick law. With just 8,300 electors, Tantramar would be 29% less than the average, and the Electoral Boundaries Act won't allow a deviation greater than 25%. That's why the commissioners have also included a request to change the law in their report. They suggest allowing deviations greater than 25% in extraordinary cases. The commissioners blame the unique nature of the shape and location of the French and English communities in this portion of New Brunswick as the cause of such a high deviation. Mario Levesque thinks the situation hasn't been fixed by the current recommendations, but rather just postponed until it gets much worse. Levesque says that population growth in Shediac, Dieppe, and parts of Memramcook are outstripping the growth in Sackville and Port Elgin.
You know, we're going to be visiting this again in 10 years' time. And then what, you know, what are you going to do then? You're going to have Tantramar at 40% deviation and then the rest of the region to have even higher? Like, that doesn't make sense either. Okay, so but that's where it's heading.
In the meantime, for residents of Tantramar, there's a silver lining of sorts.
For the people of Tantramar, I guess if you turn it on its head, they would love this because their vote counts more than someone in the other ridings around us because we have fewer people to convince to vote for a party, so their vote counts for more. Whereas in the other ridings, you got to convince more people to vote for you because of the population difference. So for people of Tantramar, sure, happy, but I think very, very, very short-sighted on this commission in here. So very no vision whatsoever in here.
That's political scientist Mario Levesque speaking to CHMA on Monday. The final report from New Brunswick's Electoral Boundaries Commission is in and calls for a new riding of Tantramar, which will be the smallest in the province by population.